Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 15, Saturday. Day 2019, day 166. Today's topic, dealing with the crisis of Hong Kong, fast and pray in unity is the best way. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba, Psalm 133 verses 1 to 3. 1 Kings chapter 14 verse 1 to chapter 15 verse 24. Acts chapter 10 verse 1 to 23a. Proverbs 17 verses 7 to 8. Today's main passage from Psalm 133 verses 1 to 3. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. 5 years ago, central Hong Kong was full of tear gas and rubber bullets. The crisis brought a very severe tearing apart situation in society, churches, and families. 5 years later, central Hong Kong was full of tear gas and rubber bullets again this week. A more severe tearing apart situation is happening and might develop into a disaster. Yesterday morning, when I was having time with Baba, I received a very clear vision from our Lord Jesus Christ, and I sent a WhatsApp to my mentor, Reverend Dr. Paul Eng, right away. Praise the Lord, he had the same vision and was about to announce a fasting campaign for Hong Kong when he received my message. Now the two of us release this vision to all who receive this call to fast for Hong Kong 40 days, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Today's psalm tells us clearly the heart of our Abba is that we can live together in unity. But the situation now in Hong Kong and elsewhere is the opposite of our Abba's will. People insist on their own position. Angry argument, accusing each other. Wow, many more. Very hurting. Why? Dealing with the crisis of Hong Kong, fast and pray in unity is the best way. May this call bring encouragement and hope for more people, and that we can follow Jesus' example to fast for 40 days to demolish Satan's cunning plan to tear apart our society, churches, and families. Do not fall into Satan's trap. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to fast and pray for Hong Kong 40 days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to fast and pray for Hong Kong 40 days? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about how to fast and pray for Hong Kong 40 days. May the Lord bless you.